Do you have a candle yet?
It's dusk. About a dozen people gather near the shores of Lake Coeur d'Alene. They're making sure everything is ready. Candles.
I've got a lighter.
Pickets.
How about this one, the wolf picture?
Ann Cito co-chairs the Northern Idaho Wolf Alliance, which organized this full moon vigil.
We're honoring the wolves that have been killed in the wolf hunt so far. Idaho has already had 207 wolves killed in the last 4 months. It's been 4 months and 10 days.
Last spring, after a back-and-forth court battle over wolves, Congress approved a bill to officially remove the wolf from the endangered species list. That opened the door for Montana and Idaho to declare a hunting season on the animal. And Cito notes this year in most of Idaho, there's no cap on the number of wolves that can be killed.
You know, they think that the wolves are going to eat all the elk, eat all the cattle, and then they're going to eat all of us. And it's just not true.
As Cito talks, another set of protesters arrives.
Oh, my word.
These protesters wear hunting camo and carry anti-wolf signs. The pro-wolf activists prepare themselves.
We've got a mission. We know what we want to do.
We aren't here to fight with them.
Don't fight with them. Don't talk back to them because they have no brains anyway.
Over in the anti-wolf camp, Ryan Cadill says he's here to show the hunter's perspective on wolves.
I hate them.
Other hunters, like Patrick Craffle, make more measured comments, speaking of the need for reductions in the wolf population.
I mean, not eradicated, but they need to be managed.
So you made it sound like it'd actually be like a big protest.
The two groups confront each other briefly. Gray-haired activists and outdoorsy windbreakers on one side, and rugged hunters in their camouflage on the other.
Yeah, we will too.
Then the two sides set off on foot through downtown Coeur d'Alene, holding signs and keeping a respectful distance until the wolf marchers go their separate ways. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.